Hello and welcome to another instalment of our occasional podcast called I Wish I Hadn't. I'm Dave Hill.
And I'm John Wyatt. As you can tell from our names, David and Jonathan, we were born in the 1950s, so we've had many years to accumulate embarrassing moments which we now feel happy to share.
The dictionary defines regret as a sorrowful remembrance, a sense of loss. But we're not in the business of sorrow and loss here. We're dealing with those things in life that we might wish had been otherwise, but which we're now prepared to own up to. Well, here we are again. It's amazing how our shared experiences of secondary education have led us to record three separate podcasts for this one. This is the third and probably the final one.
A rich and productive era of our life.
I suppose it binds us together in that we shared so many of these memories to get together. Mm. And I think, you know, something we haven't looked at so far is what was ripe in schools in those days was discipline.
Yes.
And it would be wonderful to sit here and say, oh my goodness, do you remember this and this came for that and that? And of course, us being fairly namby-pamby ordinary people, it's not really how it worked for us.
I like to think it was actually smartness, that I could either talk my way out of situations or I wasn't the one who was talking last and got in trouble for talking.
That was a skill, wasn't it?
Yes. It was a skill.
Yes.
It was knowing when to shut up.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, we annoyed teachers. I do actually remember one boy being slapped by a teacher.
Yes, I think in those days, teachers could just about get away with it. They weren't supposed to, but they did, certainly.
It was a French teacher, and I remember queuing up outside the French room, and as the teacher went by, he said, "Hello, Bert," because Bert was the first name, and the teacher walked by, ignored it, probably heard it, and then this boy, Nigel, leant forward and said, "I said, hello, Bert." Bert turned around and slapped him.
Well, you know, there are those of us amongst us who would say, serves him bloody well right.
But then you see, some teachers couldn't exert discipline, could they?
No.
I mean, do you remember the geography teacher, the new geography teacher, who we were merciless?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, it was a bit. And the trouble was, it's like you smelt the lack of discipline, didn't you? And it was like, oh, right, here's one we can mess about with.
Because the famous one was, you know, after 2 weeks, we all sat in the same desks. And, you know, she said, I think I've learned all your names now, you know. You know, because I know where you all sit. She turned back to write something on the blackboard and we all changed places.
We all moved.
Great wheeze.
Weren't we hilarious?
Yes, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And wasn't there the one also where one of the boys turned his desk upside down because there was a nail sticking
out. Nail sticking into his leg. Because,
took off one of his shoes and hammered in the middle of a lesson.
Yeah. Hammered the point of the nail. Of course, he was a farmer's son, and that was the sort of thing you would just automatically do, isn't it? Yeah. Really, yeah.
But again, it was a realisation that we were in a class where the teacher could not discipline the class.
No. And I don't recall any repercussions to that as well. It was almost like, oh, sit down and, you know, concentrate or whatever. No sort of get out and go to the head's office or anything like that.
Were you ever sent to the head's office or sent out of class?
No, I don't think I ever was, to be honest. I mean, I was a bit too much of a goody-goody, really, in school. And I didn't, you know, sort of sit there quietly and do your time and look
forward
to the great
times. I was sent out of the class. I don't remember a class. I think it was possibly maths. He was a fairly volatile teacher, maths teacher, wasn't he?
Yes.
He would throw things.
I think it started off with bits of chalk, because it was a chalk board then, and it certainly went on to board rubbers.
With
the felt on them.
One of those could have hurt if it did.
Oh, absolutely.
He was pretty good at ducking.
I mean, I always wondered whether he was throwing them very accurately to miss, as a warning, to hit the back wall.
Yeah.
Or whether he was throwing them to hit. So,
I think he actually had a temper. You know.
Yeah.
But I remember being sent outside, having to wait outside in the class. Yeah. Classroom, and that was absolutely fine with me because I just didn't have a problem with that. Yeah. You know, I was missing the lesson.
Yeah, a lesson you didn't particularly want to do.
No.
So you had the time out of it.
No. But I know another thing that we never were disciplined for, but possibly should have been, because there was... We sat at the same tables for school lunches, didn't we?
Yes, we did indeed, yes.
Which were nothing particularly special. This would have been year three or four. And we had devised a system of altering the school cutlery.
Yes, yes. Not in a Uri Geller way.
No.
Slight rubbing, but actually by forcibly taking... the knives and putting them in between the tines of the fork and twisting and all that sort of thing.
That's right, yes.
Making some very, very interesting shapes, I thought. Yeah.
Yes, it was the forks that were particularly good, but you also bend the spoons. But, but the consequence of that was that one of the dinner ladies, as they were, weren't they, appeared before the lunch one day and said, could everybody please be careful that they put the cutlery in the right... receptacles for washing, because it's being mangled by the dishwasher.
Oh, the dishwasher.
And she held up some of our best items.
Some of our best work, And I can remember us sitting there thinking, we know exactly how that's happened, and it certainly wasn't the dishwasher.
No, exactly. No, I think we were all rather proud of that, really.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was... I've often thought back at that sort of... the way she gathered us and... at this is what it can happen if you put it in the wrong way around. Absolutely. I think we had school dinners for a while, but then of course, as you know, we've said before, when we went to the sixth form, we took our own lunches.
Away from the rest of the school.
Absolutely.
And do you remember any sex education at school?
Well, no, I don't think I do, to be honest. I mean, we did biology, but I don't know about you, but I certainly, it was optioned against something else that I did, so I didn't do it after about year three or four or something like that. And I only remember, dicing up bits of frog and then, you know, being told, well, this is the reproductive system here.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I remember being said that's, you know, what we're looking for, this bit here. But it didn't particularly mean anything to me at the time.
I remember something vague about chickens, about how the male mounts the hen. But there was no formal section, which seems extraordinary, doesn't it?
Really? Yeah, I mean, it was shied away from at the time, wasn't it, really? They didn't really... if it came into biology, it came into biology, but it didn't come into anything else. I mean, there was no health education stuff that we did, really.
No, nothing about, STDs or condoms or anything like that. I mean, you just picked it up from sort of sniggery talks with your peers who knew more about... I mean, did you ever have a sex education talk with your parents?
I can remember sitting down and saying... you know, do you think we ought to have a talk about sex? And
you said,
I said,
what would you like to know?
Basically, that was along the lines of, I think I did make a joke of it and say, what do you want to know? And he laughed and said, we don't need to. And I said, no. He said, I'll tell your mum then that we've had it. So, you know, that was about it, really. I think
with me.
It was embarrassing for both of us, and we quickly thought, no, I don't, I'm sure it'll be okay. And and off we went.
So I still don't know what you do.
No.
I wish somebody had told me. But then, of course, it just meant that one had to go through all the embarrassments of puberty.
Oh, absolutely,
And it could be potentially embarrassing.
Well, I think you started off, you know, obviously puberty started to make changes to your body. I mean, they always said, your voice will deepen, and I'm still waiting for that to happen.
One day my balls will drop.
One day, and you're going through it on your own, in the privacy of your own room. And then, of course, comes PE and games and swimming.
Yes.
Which is where everything is a little bit heightened then, isn't it?
No privacy.
And in those days, of course, no individual showers.
No
changing rooms altogether, no individual showers, which you had to go through. You were... I remember the games teacher basically standing outside the showers and make it, it's like the old, you know, I counted them all in and I'll count them all back out again, really, you know, to make sure everyone went through and ended up hopefully clean. I don't know about you, but I never stayed in very long.
No, me neither.
I think it was a case of run through, get wet, come out the other side and get your towel around you as quick as you could.
Yeah.
Because I was embarrassed like anybody else.
Yeah.
Particularly when there were boys in the same year as you who had obviously reached the stage of puberty far quicker than I had.
Yes.
And you're thinking, oh, blimey, that's different.
Yeah. So, I mean, it wasn't only facial hair that one wanted, was it?
No,
really?
Absolutely not. No, no. Yeah. There were the various other growths of hair in different places and of all lengths, colours and whatever. You know, which was.
So it kind of inspired an interest in you know, who was, you know, developing.
Yes.
I mean, you just wished you could have had an insight into the girls' showers, really, to know
that equivalent. That was our sort of adolescent interest coming out.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was a very naive time, really, wasn't it? You know, I think we were very naive, and I remember sort of speculating about who in our year had, you know, actually had sex.
Oh, goodness me.
And discussions, you know, and there were rumours of Bim had apparently had sex on the Project Week trip to France with somebody. And there were various girls who were accommodating, shall we say, weren't there?
There always seemed to be some who were more accommodating than others. And,
I mean, I remember a girl called Susan who, you know, were featured in the top field. During O levels.
Yeah, I mean the top field was a sort of a place where the further away from the main school you went, the more adventurous things seemed to become.
Yes, really? I mean the top field was virtually a sort of a euphemism for sex, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'm going to the top field.
But the more you look back on it, I'm sure that a lot of the people who we discussed and thought, well, they must have done it. I'm sure a lot of them hadn't actually.
No, probably
but,
not.
But probably were quite happy for people to suggest they had.
Yes, like, well, yeah, and that worked also for the girls. You know, there was that sort of mystique around.
Yeah.
I remember a girl coming to the school and everybody sort of looking at her because she seemed very mature. And, it's probably about fifth form, you know, and thinking that, you know, she seemed very grown up and one never knew whether, you know, this was true.
Yeah, I can remember being, you know, at an age where I certainly hadn't experienced anything like that. And thinking, oh, wouldn't it be wonderful to, you know, to experience it and find out what it's all about. And then being propositioned by a girl who lived in the same village as me and being absolutely frightened to death and saying, no, and I'm not going to go out with you, you know, I'm ever so sorry, but, you know.
Wow.
And afterwards thinking, well, that was a bit foolish, you know, you could have at least found out a bit more than you actually
knew.
What
about the humiliations of school dances?
Yeah,
particularly in the first few years when you went along, you weren't entirely sure what, you know, being a boy, you didn't want to dance.
No.
Hung
around at the edges. And,
yeah.
And then you'd maybe pluck up courage to possibly go and talk to someone and they weren't interested. And then, of course, there is, as always, the long, lonely walk back to your friends.
Well, I can remember a girl who was much fancied in the year below us and her brother, she had a younger brother. And he came up to me, I think this would be when I was about 16, he came up to me and said, you know, my sister fancies you.
Yeah.
So when it came to the school dance, which is a few days later, I went and asked her, and she said no.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself then, was he actually
teasing
me, pulling my leg? You know?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that was an I wish I hadn't, you know, the going up to a girl, being rejected, and walking back sadly to your friends.
I mean, that's one I always wish I hadn't done. I mean, and every time, not only at school and afterwards as well, because it was, you know, you plucked up so much courage to do it that you thought, why did I bother forcing myself when actually you just got took a rebuttal. So,
Then you did have the girlfriend, didn't you?
Yes.
Whose name we can't remember.
No.
Sorry.
Yeah. But again, I think that was just hanging around in corridors more than anything more serious. The odd kiss, I think, here and there, and I suppose a little bit of exploration, but nothing more than that, you know.
I remember the same thing with a girl from another school. I don't quite know why she was one of our school dances, who again I never saw again. And on the school cruise, you know, you met girls from other...
Yes, I seem to remember having a liaison with a girl on that school cruise who was from the rival school at Colfox.
Yeah.
And, And thinking, oh, this is great, this, you know, it never went very far.
No.
And of course, at one of our school dances, I met a girl from Alton Pancras, just outside Dorchester, who I then, a number of Saturdays, sort of caught the bus from Maiden Newton and changed buses in Dorchester and went out to Alton Pancras, spent the afternoon in sort of heated snogging, I suppose, and then caught the bus back again. You know, it was interesting. It was all part of the experiencing certain aspects of it from the, but nothing more serious than that, really.
I know. No, we were remarkably naive and innocent, weren't we?
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, when we went to the school reunion, you and Alan and I, 20 years after, it was quite interesting to meet some of those people again as mature women.
Oh, yes.
Some of them were actually really quite nice looking.
Very
Who nobody had considered when we were at school.
Not in the slightest, no. They were the ones that you sort of almost ignored, thinking, well, no, I don't really fancy her.
Yeah.
And it was, yeah, I mean, I can remember we all sort of met up in the pub, didn't we, the Red Lion.
Yeah.
Had a drink before we went up. And that was, you know, we seemed to know people there, which was kind of good. And I suppose that was mostly... Most of the boys, really.
Well, except you say we knew people there, in my case, that wasn't what happened, was it?
Really, it was later on, wasn't it, when we were actually at the reunion, where when we started to really mingle and talk to people, and Alan and I were sort of chatting to people we hadn't seen for a long time, and do you remember this person, do you remember that person? Whereas your experience was slightly
Well, we all had name badges, didn't we? We had to stick name badges on. This is the third part of my trail from earlier when I became invisible. And I got to the reunion and was alarmed to find that a few people had no memory of me being at school at all.
Indeed. Who were
in our year or the year above. And I just thought how insignificant I must have been at school. Some people remember me, like I met a previous girlfriend there, which was actually quite embarrassing. That was pretty much an I wish I hadn't moment.
Well, not that nice one, that she actually remembered you.
Well, yeah, she did remember me.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. She could have denied it all. You know, I went out with this ghost. But yeah, I was to some people just not somebody that they remembered, which is really, really quite disconcerting.
Yeah, I mean, I know it gave our closest friends cause for much hilarity that.
Definitely.
We actually began to question whether you had actually gone to that school.
Yes.
Or whether you had, you know, like the rumours of Paul McCartney being replaced when he died early in the 60s.
That's right.
Had you actually taken the place of the original John Waters?
Yeah, maybe. That's it. Maybe I am not the original. Yeah. Does that cover all of our education, Dave?
Well, I think we've covered an awful lot of it, really. The years that we were there as small sprogs and the ones we were when we were highly sophisticated and you know the top of the tree again as sixth formers, you know we played a lot of records, didn't we? I seem to remember
having sport.
I mean, having been really interested in sports for a long time, I do remember one sports day where we hived ourselves away in a little music practice room where there was a record player.
Listening to Led Zeppelin 2.
We were eventually turfed out by a teacher who was patrolling the corridors and basically saying, what on earth are you doing in here? You should be out on the sports field.
Yes.
Getting some fresh air and everything. But I think particularly that year, I think I'd become very cynical about sports day, and I don't think I was entered in any races that day at all. So
yeah. I think we were ready to leave school when we left school, and we went off in our separate directions.
We did,
and yet we are still friends.
Still friends, and still chatting later. Like it was yesterday. Yes.
Yeah. So, is the genie going to surface one last time, or?
I think that the genie has probably. I'm just trying to think about what there is that really I wish I hadn't done. I suppose I wish I hadn't, on a number of occasions, walked across a dance floor at a school dance to be rebuffed.
I would replicate that.
I think we both could do without that embarrassment.
Yes. I know what you mean. Yeah. I think I would like a genie to remove those. So.
Thank you, Jeannie.
I would like Nicola to have walked, this is other Nicola, to have walked across the floor to me and said, you know, my brother said I fancied you. And he's right.
He's right, yeah.
And I would say, yay! Yes.
And you'd have said, are you sure it's me you want? Not sure I went to this school.
No, that's true. Yeah. So yeah. There we are.
There we are.
Education, yeah. Part 3, education. Done, dusted.
Done, gone. Yeah, that's it, yeah.